looks like original door hardware.
Lauren Alsop walks down the creaky stairs of the old Edwards Hotel in Peoria, showing me the original features of the three-story building. She points up through a part of the broken ceiling, looking into the hardy beams that have kept the roof steady since 1918.
Right here, this picture alone is sort of cool, because you can see the original sheathing, the rock wool. You can see where the lath actually hit the stud that it was nailed to.
Alsop chairs the Peoria Historic Preservation Commission and is passionate about little details most people wouldn't notice, like interesting old wiring, which doesn't work, by the way.
No, you shouldn't save the knob and tube wiring, but it's fun to think that it was still there. It shows you what the evolution of the building is.
The building itself is pretty unattractive, to say the least. It's a dusty stucco with strangely tall arches and a flat overhang that bisects the peaked roof. But preservationist Roger Brevoort says the hotel design is not meant to be preserved.
It's deteriorated, bedraggled, it's been fenced for 5 years, nothing's happened. But the earlier version of the building would actually become a community asset, and that's really the ultimate goal.
Brevoort is working with Alsop to open the dialogue between the building's owner and the city. He said the building was not on anyone's radar until Peoria officials pulled a demolition permit. That's part of the city's program to tear down dilapidated eyesores. It's not hard to see why they would want to get it off the city landscape. It's out of place next to a city park and down the street from a brand new shopping area. Again, Alsop.
We do listen to the city, meaning their concern over safety, and it's a visual blight.
The city's report says the building is unsafe because of asbestos and water-damaged floors. But Alsop says when she gave it a walkthrough, she didn't see any unrecoverable damage. After meeting with city officials this week, Alsop says they gave her 9 days to compile an engineering report and other documentation to potentially get it on a historic register and save it from demolition. But Brevoort thinks the area's potential lends itself to more than just keeping the hotel intact.
This is all part of a node that really could be the core of historic Peoria, if you will. And it's been proven all over the country, all over the state and all over the country, that the historic core has economic development potential.
He pictures a retail area in the vacant lot between the new shopping area and the old hotel, and giving the hotel new life as maybe a visitor center or something more whimsical, like an ice cream shop.
It's about utilizing something that's well built and incorporating it into the revitalization. Let it be a nice anchor to moving forward.
While the building isn't impressive at first glance, after getting the grand tour from Alsop, I start to see why she speaks so passionately about something like wooden beams. This building has sat vacant with open air windows facing the elements for 20 years. That's 20 years of monsoon seasons, haboobs, and harsh Arizona sun. And it still stands strong and tall.
It doesn't have to be tear it down, start again, and build it higher and have no flavor.
As Alsop says, the old Edwards Hotel's got good bones. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Peoria.